This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figures, Mr. Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb, where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in roads, railways and port sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the media should support the government in promoting citizen-friendly initiatives. Citing the example of Environment Conservation Initiative, Ek Ped Makina, Mr. Modi informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said that the media can help in making it a mass movement. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla Complex in Mumbai. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Mr. Shah will also participate in Ek Ped Makinam campaign. The centre has given more power to the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. The Union Home Ministry has amended the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019, significantly strengthening the authority of the Lieutenant Governor. A notification amending the transaction of business rules under the Act has been issued by the central government. These rules will come into force on the date of their publication in the Official Gazette, the notification stated. Another batch of 4,889 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu earlier this morning for the Kashmir Valley to perform the pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 187 vehicles. All of these 1,896 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp at 5 past 3 a.m. and 2,993 for Pehelgam Base Camp at 55 past 3 a.m. from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave Shrine. IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. It said extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Konkan, Goa and the Ghat areas of central Maharashtra till Tuesday. IMD has forecast extremely heavy rain in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today and tomorrow. Telangana, Marathwada and Vidarbha are likely to witness very heavy rainfall tomorrow. In international news, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler in Pennsylvania last night. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting. Another person is in serious condition. Trump dropped to the ground and was swarmed by the Secret Service agents after shots rang out while he spoke on stage. He had blood on his face as he was rushed away. Secret Service said Trump is safe and under protective measures. The shooting is being investigated as an attempted assassination. In a statement, Trump has thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for their rapid response. He also informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. President Joe Biden denounced the violence and said that he is grateful that Trump is safe. Prime Minister Modi has expressed deep concern on the attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the incident. He said violence has no place in politics and democracies. The Prime Minister wished Mr. Trump a speedy recovery. Mr. Modi said that the thoughts and prayers of people of India are with the family of the deceased, those injured, and the American people. On to sports now. In cricket, India will face Zimbabwe in the fifth and final T20 international match of the series at Harare Sports Club today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Team India are already having a winning lead of 3-1 over the hosts. After facing defeat in the very first match of the series, Shubman Gill led men in blue pulled things in their favour against Sikandar Raza's young Zimbabwe team. And in Wimbledon tennis, the men's singles final will be played today between world number 2 Novak Djokovic and defending Spanish champion Carlos Alcaraz at the iconic centre court of the All England Club in London. The match is scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. This is Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Novak Djokovic is a 7-time champion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.